Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is your favorite curly redhead, Mama D, with a new episode of Ripples of Healing. Well, like I said before, I've been a little MIA, and that's only because my husband's with his health issues. And I got a new granddaughter, yay! And I've been going over to my daughter's house and babysitting, so I haven't got a chance to do my podcast. But I'm back. I got a new schedule for everything, and my husband is on the mend. So I thank everyone that has prayed for him, prayed over him, because we believe the report of the Lord. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is our healer. Amen, 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 amen. And he heals because he loves us. That's plain, simple. He heals because he loves us. So I'd like to thank everybody for waiting a little bit, you know, and we got to do our part, you know, when it comes to God healing us. We got to do our part in the healing itself as well, you know. So I propose a question to you this morning, and it is, how many of us know when God is up to something? Huh? That is the title today. How many of us know when God is up to something? Yeah, because the word of God says that his thoughts are higher than ours, and it says that his ways are higher than ours. So no, we really don't know when God is up to something. But some of us, he gives us a little taste, like a little inkling, you know, of direction that he's going today in our lives, or the direction that he's trying to thrust us in the forward position to put us into a better position or a newer level in him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. So as usual, we'll start out today with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come humbly and boldly to thy throne of grace, Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness. Lord, we thank you for your tender mercy. Lord, we thank you for your grace that sustains our life. God, we thank you for being a sovereign God, because there is nothing in this world that you don't know, because you created this world. The world is yours. You created the heavens and the earth. You created the universe. The space is yours. The galaxies, the planets, the orbits, all yours. Constellations, the stars, the moon, the sky, the sun, all yours, God. You created it. And you created it just by speaking, by your spirit moving and you speaking this world into existence. That's the mighty God that we serve, and we thank you for being a mighty, mighty, mighty God. And thank you, Lord God, that you would consider us and our lives, Lord God, as fragile as they are. If we just hold on to your promises, Lord God, we will be made whole in healing. So this journey that we're going on together, Lord God, it's not to just to heal us physically, it's to heal us spiritually, it's to heal us mentally, and it's to heal our souls. We thank you, Lord God, for the healing. Father, I pray that everyone in the sound of my voice, Lord God, that you would plant a seed, Lord Father God, of healing, salvation, deliverance, redemption, and restoration in their lives, Lord God, as well as in my own, Father. Father, I thank you for all you're going to do. I thank you for the lives that are going to be touched. Lord, I ask that you open up our eyes, open up our ears, open up our heart to receive what it is that you will impart in us, Father. You deserve the glory, the honor, and the praise from us today, Lord God, and we give it to you because you give yourself freely to us. I thank you for your son, Jesus, that died on the cross for our sins. Father, we love you, we adore you, we worship you, we praise you. Today, forever, and always, in Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. Amen, amen, amen. So, yes, today, the question. How many of us know when God is up to something? So, ladies and gentlemen, I have a year and a half left until my retirement day with UPS. And I, like most people, need to put together a plan on how I will enjoy my life afterwards in my retirement years. And since I'm married, it is not just me, it's we for the kind of things, because although my husband is already retired, I need to get to the perspective on what's the next chapter in our lives and what that's going to be and what it's going to look like. So although I am retiring, I still will not be 60 years of age, which means I've still got some line dancing to do, okay? Some electric sliding to do, some wobbling, some Cupid shuffle. Oh yes, baby, that's me, okay? I'll be 59 when I retire, and that's young. And so, you know, I am gonna be looking for my next project. And I'm praying that God gives me insight and gives me direction on where it is He wants me to go. Not me, but He wants me to do in my next adventure in life. And I say it's an adventure because that's what I'm hoping that it'll be. It'll be an adventure. It'll be a wild adventure of just being in awe of God. God, I am in awe of what you're doing. I am grateful for what you're doing. Yes, that is where I want to be, okay? And like I said, I still got my dancing shoes and stuff on, so don't invite me to a wedding or party, you know, if you don't want me to show out, because I shows out, baby. I shows out. Watch out, okay? My arms be flailing. I ain't got no shame in my game. I got my two-step going, you know, doing a little extra like you do. And it's, you know, we out there line dancing and stuff. And then all of a sudden, I become completely out of breath. Girl, asthma, going, got my inhaler in my hand, pumping it because I can't catch my breath. Oh, yeah, your girl is too much. too much. All right? You know, and so my husband at this present time is dealing with some health issues. So now I'm looking at the reality of this retirement plan, and I'm saying, Lord, I don't know if I like the way this looks, because I didn't envision it to be this way. But honestly, my retirement plan isn't looking the way I thought it would be because of my spouse's health issues. But we serve a God who's able to do anything and see everything before it even happens, because He's a sovereign God. So He is able to do the exceeding and the abundant above all that we ask and pray for. And because of that, I know He will. We just have to trust. We just have to believe and trust in Him. All right? So this morning, I had really been wrestling with this issue. And I even lost some sleep over it. Could you imagine that? And so I work a second job on the weekend, a rehab counselor. And so it's a nighttime job. So I work from 11 at night till 7 in the morning. And my husband had asked me to pick up some medication when I got off of work, which was no problem, in the pharmacy. Except the pharmacy don't open until 8:30 in the morning. I'm off at 7. I got an hour and a half. I just worked an 8-hour shift. I was tired, a little exhausted. So they asked me to pick up some medicine for him when I got off. And they required me waiting an hour and 15 minutes before I could even go and pick it up. And as I'm sitting in my car, one of the sisters from my church, who is in one of my home groups, sends me this random text, which was exactly what I needed to hear at that moment. See, because I was obsessing with the vision of what my reality would be once I retire. And I'm like, Lord, am I going to be stuck in the house because of his issues? Lord, am I going to be not able to travel and get up and go when I want to because of his health issues? Wasn't sure how this was going to work out for me. But here it is. She sends me a random text. And she sent it out as a group text. So she was saying, hey ladies, I'm just checking in to the group. And basically she was telling us that she loves us. She was praying for everyone. And if anyone in need her, you know, she would be there to support and listen. And she reassured us that we were not alone. And I thought that was just the greatest thing because, like I said, I needed that. She sent a prayer as well. And the prayer was to let us know that God loved us, that we weren't alone in our struggles. We weren't alone in our problems. We weren't alone in our situations. And that God is with us. He says he never leave us. He says he never forsake us. Sometimes when you're in the midst of a storm, sometimes when you're in the midst of a situation or you are struggling with a situation, you are focused on the problem. You are focused on the situation. You are focused on the circumstances around it, surrounding it, and everything else, and trying in your mind to see, how am I going to solve this now? And then this random text comes, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, wow. So I pose this question to you again, because I posed it to me. How many of us know when God is up to something? So the text goes out, and all of a sudden, myself and two other women said that we were struggling with some issues in our lives. And her words were very comforting. So I responded, please just pray for me. You ever get to the point where you become so overwhelmed with everything in your life and all you can do is cry and pray? Well, I was at that point that morning. So when she sent me that text, I said, that was God sending the response to me through her to let me know I wasn't alone. He knows what I'm going through and he has the answer to it. So I just said, just pray for me. But as I read the text, other women from the group, God spoke to my heart because they also were going through the same issue that I was going through and some other issues, okay? So God spoke to my heart and he gave me exactly the same scripture and verses that my pastor had spoken on a Sunday service. He read it from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. And it simply says, blessed be the God and Father of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our afflictions, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the same comfort ourselves that we get ourselves by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's suffering, so through Christ we will share abundantly in comfort too. Isn't that wonderful? So God just told us that not only will he comfort us, but when people are going through similar issues, when people are going through similar struggles or going through struggles themselves, and you know of it, he's saying, comfort them because I'm going to already comfort you. And that's what he did. He comforted me. And I was able to send a prayer to comfort the young ladies that were going through something. So I took the focus off myself and started to send encouraging texts to let them know that we are not alone. No, we're not. And because of the many promises of God, that he will never leave us or never forsake us. And in Psalm 91, God promises us that there is safety in his presence over our lives. Psalm 103, verses 2 to 5 reminds us of the many benefits that God gives us as his daughters and his sons. to heal all of our diseases, to forgive all of our sins, and to redeem our life from the day of destruction and crown us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Yes, that is the God that we serve. So in the times of struggles and in the times of problems, we so focus on what's in front of us. You ever hear somebody, a saying says, you can't see the forest through the trees? So we're looking at the trees. God's looking at the forest, the river, the lake, the stream, the mountain behind, the property behind that, and so forth and so on, because God is a sovereign God and he sees more than what we see. He knows more than what we know. See, we had no idea that that morning God was up to something with the one text that led to another text, and the text of comfort, love, reassurance of God's unfailing love to us. Let me tell you, when I started to feel better in my, I started to feel better in my spirit, and I started to feel like breaking out in the song, because God was up to something. And although we did not know it, although we did not expect it, when we started speaking the things that we were struggling with after getting the text, and then God reassured us that he will never leave us and forsake us, and he put it in my spirit. He's like, just pray for the people. Pray for the people, Denise. Pray for the people. Pray for the people. And I said, you know what, God? I am going to pray, and I'm going to send a text. So on my way home, I turned on my little worship music, and I'm praising God, you know, praising God, because he's such a good God, such a good Father. If we just refocus, redirect, and confess and surrender, we can't do anything without him. Our issues to him, he promises to help us in our times of trouble. See, to refocus, to keep our eyes on him, take our eyes off the situation. The redirect is, the battle is not ours, it is his. And he will fight it, he will fight it for us if we just be still. And the surrendering is surrendering all of our problems, our worries, our disappointment, our issues and our struggles to him, who will take care of them, because he cares for us, because he loves us and we are his children. In the book of Matthew, verse 28, Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Isn't that wonderful? But we forget that. We forget that when we walk in with God, because we are human. So it's all right for us to react in a way for that moment and that time. But we still got to remember, we still got to remember that we serve a mighty God. We still got to encourage our spirit and encourage our souls that God is good, and God is good always. You hear people say God is good, and they say always, and always God is good, because that is the God that we serve. He's a good God. He's a merciful God. He's a loving God. The great thing about it, there's nothing in this world, not the wars, not the killing, none of that stuff that takes God off, that catches God off hand. He knows all about it before it even starts. And sometimes we ask questions of why he let this happen, or why he let my loved one die, why he let this die, because God knows what would happen. He knows it. And although we know God is a God that can stop anything by a speaking it, by a whisper, by a talk, snapping his fingers, because that's the mighty God that we serve, there are things in this life that are going to happen to us. Death is inevitable for all of us. But the wonderful thing is that we may die in these physical bodies, but God promises us a glorified body when we get to heaven, all of those who are in Christ. And what I mean when I say that is that all of those who have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, all of us who have confessed with our mouth and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and he is seated on his right-hand side interceding for us because of his love for us. He died for our sins. If we believe that, confess that, he is faithful in what he says. He says that we become his. So although we do leave these bodies, we have a glorified body when we get to heaven. No more illness, no more sickness, no more anything. Just living in the joy, in the love, in the peace, in the presence of Father God. How great a day that is going to be. You hear the saint says, oh, when the saints come marching in, oh, when the saints come marching in, oh, when the saints come marching in, I wanna be in that number. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Because when the saints come marching, baby, we will be in the presence of the Lord, absent from the body, the presence of God. That's where I want to be, in his presence. There's fullness of joy. There's fullness of peace in the presence of God. Even now, as we are here on earth, if you spend the time to get to know the loving God that he is, well, he created us to commune with us. He created us because he wants to give us his love, his heart. He already knows who we are. He knows all the messed up stuff. He knows all the secrets that we call ourselves hiding, taking to the grave, I'll never tell anybody. God already knows all about that. But in his word, it says, if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is a promise of God. That if we confess our sins to him, he will forgive us. He will forgive us. I find myself loving being in the presence of God. If I didn't have to work and pay bills, I'd stay in his presence all day long. Because in his presence, I can hear him speak to my heart. In his presence, he hears me speak to him from my heart. That's what the presence of God is. It is such a peace. It surpasses all your understanding. And when you hear him speak to you, you're like, yes, God. Yes. Because sometimes it's in such a whisper that you start whispering. You know, not many people have heard the loud, audible voice of God, but I've also heard a loud, audible voice of God call my name. Call me Denise. Call my name loud in my house. And at first it frightened me. But then when he spoke to me about what he wanted me to do, and that was to get up and pray, I got up and I prayed. And then I realized that he had me get up and pray for something. How many of us know when God is up to something? He had me get up and pray. And a friend of mine called me and told me that his mother had passed away. And I said, wow, Lord, you had me get up and pray. And I don't know if he had me get up and pray for the friend or pray for the mother. But I think it was for him because his mother had knew the Lord. And I prayed for him. And I continued to pray for him. I said, sit, bro, you want me to pray? What do you need me to pray? What do you need me to do? And he said, just continue to pray for my family because this is going to be really rough on us. And I said, I absolutely will. I will pray for you and your family. I said, but, you know, get yourself down to where she was at so you can have your peace. And God had me praying. And then the time that I'm praying, I dozed off and had a dream. And the dream was that I was getting dressed and going to church. And it was this beautiful big white church. And I was excited. And I was singing, you know, going my way to church. You guys ever heard this song? Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified. Free me forever. One day he's coming back. Glorious day. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified. Freed me forever. One day he's coming back. Glorious day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, I was dressed. I was singing in my spirit. And I was on my way into church. And I go upstairs to this church, the steps of this church. And I open up these big doors. And as I open up the doors, there was a door in front of it. And it was a black door. And so I opened up the door, and all the people in there were crying. And so I'm looking around, watching the people cry. And then I say to myself, I got to go in there, but don't look good. And so I look all the way to the front, and there's a casket in the front, and there's someone in the front, and it frightens me. So I turn around, and I walk outside that church, and I close the doors. And then I got a call from the driver, and he said, Denise, they brought my mother back. And I said, say what? He said, they brought my mother back to life. I said, well, you get down there as soon as you can, because she's waiting for you to come down there. And know that when you get down there, that's when she's going to be at peace. So he did exactly what I said. He got his stuff together, got his family together. They all went down to where she was at, down south. And he said he sat by her the whole time she was in the hospital. And finally, she opened up her eyes, and she spoke to him. And he said he spoke to her, asked her, was she all right? She asked him, was he all right? He said, yeah. And so he said he was going to get him a cup of coffee. When he came back, she had passed away. I've had that experience before. I've been in that situation. When my father passed away, my sister lived down south. And so we were waiting for her to come up here. And we had been at the hospital every day, me and my mother. And finally, my sister gets up here. She spends the weekend. So she spent a couple of days. The day she went back was July 4th. My father passed away. He was waiting for her to come so he could have peace. The same thing with my friend. His mother was waiting for him to come so she could have peace. And then she went on to be with the Lord, just like my dad went on to be with the Lord. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. But like I said, how many of us know when God is up to something? Because I didn't know that. I didn't know that God was up to something. You know? So, you know, a lot of times we think about the things that happened in our past, or the things that happened in that was traumatic in our past, and we wonder, why would God let that happen? You know, why would he allow that person to hurt me? Why would he allow that person to do this? Why would that person do this? I'm a good person. You know, why would my mother and father not want to be around me? I'm a good person. It has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them. And I had to realize that as well. You know, abuse, whatever it is, has nothing to do with you as much as it is with the other person. Because nobody in this world deserves anyone to hurt them in any capacity. And I mean in any capacity. So sometimes we don't want to go through the reflection or the journey of being healed because we are so afraid to feel those feelings again. But I encourage you to give those things to God. Give those feelings of hurt. Give those pains of your past to God. Give the anxiety, the worry, the depression, give it to God, because those are the burdens that we carry. We can't go around carrying burdens and expect our lives to be any different or changed. See, God wants to change us, transform us, renew us. But he can't do it if we're carrying all this baggage around. It says in the Word of God that when we become new creations in Christ, all things of the past, old things of the past, and we become new. It's like getting a clean slate into a new life that God is promising us, that he is giving us, that he is inviting us to come to. He stands at the door, knocking with his hands open wide. Come all to me that are heavy laden and worried and a burden, and I will give you rest. See, God wants us to rest in his arms, in the arms of a loving father, in the arms of a kind father. The father that we didn't have on earth, so much different from the father that we have in heaven. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He cannot unlove us. Love us unconditionally. Love us with a steadfast love that comes behind us, that comes in front of us and becomes on the side of us, because that is who he is to us. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. There's a song that became very popular during the pandemic, during the first year of COVID. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of it. It's called Waymaker. I think Leland is the group that has it. And one of the verses said, even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. And you know, it goes on and on and on. And then it comes to Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Yes, that is who he is. Even though we may not know or sense when God is up to something, believe for it as long as you know that God is up to something. I've been on this earth and bared witness to countless miracles, to multiple blessings, and to endless prayers answered, from healing, for breakthrough, from destroying generational curses, from destroying strongholds, from being delivered from addiction. Amen. All being said, our God is always up to something, and always up to something good. It says in his word that all things work together for the good of those who he loved, who are called by him. We are all called by God because he created us for the calling. So when we have these situations, even though we don't see him working, he's working. Even when we don't feel God's presence, he is there. He is there. There's a timeless poem talk about footsteps. And the narrative of the footsteps is though God is walking with the person in life, besides the person through the troubles. And then one day they don't see the footsteps beside them. And God said, that's because I was carrying you. Carrying you. So when we feel that we can't go no more, when we feel that all hope is lost, God is saying, not so. Call on his name. He is Father. The word Abba means Father. Call on his name, because he's always going to be with us. He's never going to leave us. We have his promise, his assurance, that is who he is for us and to us. Always. Always. Even after we leave this life, he still will be that person for us. Still be that person for us. So I encourage you. I plead with you. If you ever get to a point where you are feeling like hope is lost, Jesus is the hope of this world. Jesus is the light of this world. Jesus sits on the right-hand side of the Father interceding. That means he is praying for us fervently to the Father to help us, to bless us, to give us all that we stand in need of. Most of you know Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But in that psalm, David says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Isn't that wonderful? Even though we're going through the shadows of our lives and the valleys in our lives that may seem like it'll take us out, we still have the assurance that God is with us. That he's with us. He comforts us. It says that all the days of his life, the wonderful love of God, okay, will follow him. Your loving kindness, your tender mercy will follow me all the days of my life. and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. God has many promises in this Bible. And for all of us that may not know how to read that Bible, find someone who can read his promises to you. His promises are yes and amen to us who love him, to us who are in him, to us who he's created for him, to us. We are the masterpiece of God. It says in Ephesians 2, verse 10, Ephesians 2, verse 10, we are God's masterpiece. And to be a masterpiece of an artist means that he took the time to paint from his soul, to bring out the beauty. So this is what the heart of God is. We're his heart, his beauty, his love. We are the apples of his eye. Let us walk in that. Let us walk in the inheritance that he gives us. And for all of those that do not know him, I urge you to know the loving God. I urge you to know this loving God, because he's waiting. He already knows you. We have to get to know him. Get to know him. Get to know his promises. Get to know his love. Get to know his peace. Get to know his joy. Get to know him. It will be the most amazing thing that you could happen in your life, the amazing venture of your life. Because God is a living God, breathing and living every day. That's right, waiting for us to get to know him. Amen. Well, thank you for another episode of Ripples of Healing. Guys, my prayer is that everyone who hears this will make a decision, if those that don't follow him, to follow Jesus, to take on his salvation, to accept the invitation for your heart, for your life. Amen. Have a blessed day, guys. Until next time.